Prince, our imperious leader.
Excuse me. And welcome to Subject to Discussion. I'm Sean O'Mac, Sean Daly. Call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner. Is the webcam working, Mike? Don't worry, Katie's not in the studio here in Las Vegas, because if she was, we wouldn't be sitting here at the studio, that's for sure. I'll be sitting at the pool over at the Caesar's Palace. So, and no, I didn't get the new job at Caesar's just because it looks like COBOL, for crying out loud. I've gotten a lot of emails about that, saying that, you know, anyway, welcome to Subject to Discussion, and I heard every Wednesday night on LVRocks.com. And also, it's a podcast on LVRocks.com. Click on the left-hand side of the screen. It says podcast, and Subject to Discussion is listed there. And where else? I also had an Eric guest book for this evening, but he was nice enough to agree to move back to next week for Katie and Duncan Riley from the weblog Empire. So thank you very much, Duncan, for agreeing to move back a week. And this is her last availability until, actually for my program, until the filming starts next week. So, you know, it's either now or never. And so it should be on in just a few minutes. And also, website for the program is subject2discussion.com. Email is subject2discussion@lvrocks.com. And the program is archived over at spankwagon.net. And also, tonight's program is supported by listeners like you and by Judy's Battlestar Galactica blog over at sfbuzz.net, sfbuzz.net. And she's running three polls right now, one rating the episode Resistance, and two funny ones, How Grim Was the Episode Resistance? And cast your vote as for which male character would look good in a dress, all found at sfbuzz.net. So that's her poll. We thank Judy for sponsoring the program. And before I get rolling too much on the news to you, I want to, of course, make mention of Peter Jennings passing away last week, the longtime anchor of World News Tonight, ABC News World News Tonight, as well. She worked for ABC for 40-plus years. I remember when he took over that program from when Frank Reynolds passed away. And at first, like, oh, who's this guy? He had to kind of snooty and everything. But then he had a calming influence over things. And I remember during 9/11, he anchored the 9/11 coverage on ABC for some like 60 straight hours. And you know, you turn to CNN, he had a different face every couple hours, but Jennings was there for the whole first 60 hours of the disaster. And also, actress Barbara Bel Geddes passed away today as well. Film and stage star Barbara Bel Geddes dies of lung cancer. She's another one. And also Dana Reeve, Christopher Reeve's wife, has been diagnosed with lung cancer as well. Barbara Bel Geddes was 82. Her greatest fame was as Miss Ellie Ewing in the long-running TV series Dallas. And she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for the 1948 drama I Remember Mama. And she wanted to play Mama on Dallas. What a coincidence that was. And was the original Maggie the Cat on Broadway in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So, but she smoked for years. I posted on the LV Rocks board that Larry Hagman, who played JR, refused to have his makeup put on in the same room with Bel Geddes because of the smoke. So, and he had Dallas put the makeup on him in his own locker, in his own trailer. So, anyway, and in the news to you, this is from last Wednesday. This is from Alexia from Sofiko Echo in Bulgaria. A Bulgaria EC official meets Pervanov Barbasso. Fabrizio Barbasso, Director General of the European Commission's Enlargement Directorate General, discussed EU accession issues with the President Georgi Parvanov and candidate Prime Minister Sergei Stanishev on July 26th. So it looks like Bulgaria is trying to get into the EU. And Parvanov talked about Bulgaria's readiness of its stable and working parliament and a strong and effective executive to achieve its foremost international priority, full membership of the EU in accordance with the accession treaty it was already been signed. So, well, let's see. I mean, bring them into the European Union. I'm all for it. Thursday, this is from last Thursday from Anonymous, WTVG, ABC 13 in Toledo, Ohio. Police officer exposes more than his badge. Running his billy club, I don't know. A police officer's in trouble for flashing more than his badge. Authorities in Ocean City, Maryland are charging Edison, New Jersey officer David Salardino with indecent exposure. A friend was also arrested. Several people complained the men were standing nude in front of their hotel window. The night manager of the Comfort Inn told police that Salardino was in the buff and doing bodybuilding type poses in front of the window. He says Salardino was trying to attract the attention of people on the sidewalk in the resort community. is this guy, nuts or what? I mean, what is these people doing out there, you know? And this is from last Friday from Jessica from Topeka, Kansas, from KSN TV, Channel 27, the NBC affiliate. Sunday liquor sales in jeopardy for Topeka. The sale of alcohol on Sundays in Topeka, Kansas could rest in Mayor Bill Bunton's power of veto. This comes as the council works to put city ordinances in line with state law. Business is good for Mel Lewis, especially business on Sundays. Our Sunday sales have been very good, so they're trying to ban sales of alcohol on Sundays. So I don't know if I'm off for that, but I think they maybe should limit the hours of selling alcohol across the country. I think because why do you need a Bloody Mary at 4 in the morning for crying out loud? I think they maybe should stop serving alcohol anywhere from 3 in the morning till afternoon, and you know, giving people a few hours to sober up, especially here in Vegas. But you know the casinos never go for that. This next one is from Wayne from the Racine, Wisconsin Journal-Times. Drive-by shooting puts 2,005 homicide total to 11, which is Racine is a lot because Racine, small little, actually not small anymore, but used to be a small little town in Wisconsin, not too far across the border from Illinois. After serving a 2-year prison sentence, Marky Ray Kennedy decided it was time to change his life and be a father to his 5 children. Kennedy was released from prison on May 18th. He got a temporary job at Warren Industries on the assembly line to help pay for his children's needs. Unfortunately, Kennedy's children will never know how far his strides as a parent might have gone. Kennedy, 27, of Racine, was gunned down in a drive-by shooting around 12:06 a.m. Thursday as he stood outside with his 3 cousins in Salve residence in Racine. So it's terrible. I mean, the poor guy's trying to get straight in his life, and he gets gunned down before he can even start rebuilding his life. It's terrible. This next one's from Tina from Tucson, Arizona, from KOLD, CBS affiliate. Attempted robbery at Desert Diamond Casino. A scare Friday morning for at least 200 people inside the Desert Diamond Casino. Police say a man carrying a shotgun approached the main cashier's window and demanded cash. From beginning to end, what started at approximately 5:27 a.m. was over in less than 5 minutes. Desert Diamond CEO Joe Calabrese, who I used to work underneath him in Vegas. Talk about the police. It's an Indian reservation casino. So you get that a lot. I mean, you don't hear much about them here in Vegas, but they do have a lot of attempted robberies at these casinos. Saturday, this is from Zach in Colorado Springs, Colorado, from the Denver Post. Colorado bans young drivers' cell phones. Beginning Monday, Colorado is banning young drivers from taking on cellular phones while they're behind from talking on cellular phones while they're behind the wheel. A small step, more states are taking hopes of promoting safety without upsetting voters who can't live without the convenience. The Colorado law affects teens with restricted licenses, brand new drivers who must have an adult drive with them for a year. Police can issue a citation only if the driver stops for another violation. So they can't stop them if they're just talking on the cell phone, but if they can stop them if they have a headlight out or taillight out and then they see they're talking on the cell phone. Yeah, it's ridiculous. These cell phones, I tell you, they should make everybody have a hands-free, especially in the cars. So this also says this year 38 states tried to pass legislation restricting cell phones, most focusing on younger drivers. Well, younger drivers, all the drivers. So let's see how far they're going to go with that. I don't think very far. This is from Sunday from Barbara in the Pan America Hotel in Hong Kong. CNN International, anthrax hits China as pig disease festers. Anthrax has killed 1 person and infected 12 in northeast China, state media reported on Sunday, the latest outbreak of the animal-borne disease to hit the country in recent weeks. Anthrax, a disease caused by spore-forming bacteria normally contracted through contact with infected livestock, struck on July 29th outside of Shenyang. The news reported on Friday, new cases reported, blah, blah, blah. So actually, anthrax is starting to come out in China above everything else over there. What else? And then this Monday from Judd from Natchez, Mississippi, the Natchez, Mississippi newspaper from the Natchez Democrats called. No cause yet in July 30th plane crash that killed 3 people. A preliminary report into the cause of a fatal plane crash at the Natchez Adams County Airport details what witnesses say they saw the morning of July 30th. So there was a small plane that went down. They're still trying to investigate why the plane crashed in Mississippi. This is from Body of Hawaii. This is from Hawaii. Body of missing Lanai man found. Found. This is from Allie from the Kauai News from KHON Channel 2, the Fox affiliate. The Windward, Oahu search is over for tonight for a missing man suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Actually, they found the man not too long ago. He died on a mountainside near where he was staying. This is not how loved ones envision bringing 90-year-old Federico Balderas home. I hear it all the time. Actually, my stepfather, his dad had Alzheimer's, and he used to wander around from the house in our suburban area from Chicago, and his house is backyard, back up to the toll road. And sometimes you have the state police in Illinois pick him up. So he's walking down the tollway in Chicago from behind his house. I mean, the man's lucky he didn't get killed, but it's horrible. Alzheimer's is a horrible disease. That's why we need stem cell research, everybody. I found some cures of these diseases. Tuesday from Russell from the Laughlin Times newspaper from Laughlin, Nevada. Those of you who don't know, Laughlin, Nevada is about 90 minutes south of Las Vegas. It sits on the border on the Colorado River, which right across the river is Bullhead City and also California. It's kind of like where the three states meet, and it's old casino town. It's maybe, I think, 8 or 9 casinos. It's how Vegas was 20 years ago with just casinos or nothing that blows up in at these hotels. This is from the Laughlin Times. Friends hear about history and plans for Laughlin Bullhead City International Airport. They're talking about expanding the airport. The airport's privately owned, and they're talking about trying to get grants and everything to expand the airport. They're opening up a new terminal, so they're trying to get flights down there to Laughlin, because Laughlin right now does not have an airport big enough to hold these big planes. They have to land here at Vegas at McCarran and take a shuttle or a bus or something like that down, or rent a car down to Laughlin. So it's a 90-mile ride. So, and this one's from today, from Jack in Idaho Falls, Idaho KIFI Channel 8, an ABC affiliate. Idaho Falls gets a new van to fight crime. We're getting a crime scene van with you can collect DNA, dust of fingerprints, take blood samples, collect arson, everything. So it's going to be an all-purpose van for fighting crime there in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And this one is from news I found from today, that the idiot at the Yankee Stadium that plunged 40 feet onto the screen behind home plate. They arrested him. He was released from the hospital. It was in Tuesday night's game against the Yankees and the White Sox. Of course, my White Sox won, of course, 2-1. The game was delayed for 4 minutes in the eighth inning after 18-year-old Scott Harper of New York plummeted about 40 feet onto the large net. He was heard telling friends that he was going to test whether the net would hold his weight, and then he jumped. That's nothing. That's nothing. I grew up in Chicago at the old Comiskey Park. That happened all the time. People were climbing around in that fence. They had virtually no security back in those days. You'd be surprised. You'd be looking up over at the upper deck of the old Comiskey Park and see fans climbing the foul pole there. And somebody's just like, what is going on? And Yankees owner George Steinbrenner said that was the only thing exciting that happened today during the game, which the White Sox won again, 2-1 over the Yankees. This was from today. Also, George Bush, President Bush, signed the $286.4 billion highway deal. President Bush opened the gates Wednesday for spending a whopping $286 billion on roads and bridges, rail and bus facilities, bike paths, recreational trails, saying projects from coast to coast would spur the economy and save lives. The price tag over 6 years was $30 billion more than Bush had recommended. And he had said he was going to veto it if they went over his projections. Well, no, he signed. He has yet to veto a single bill yet. In all his years as president, he signed it. Signed a measure at a suburban Chicago at the Chicago Caterpillar Company, home district of House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Trivia for people out there: Dennis Hastert, also his family owned a restaurant in suburban Chicago near the prison out there in Joliet called the White Fence Farm, and they serve good chicken and things like that. So it's a little trivia about Dennis Hastert. The bill is 2 years in the making and consists of more than 6,371 special projects or pork. And for these members that are running for re-election, let's see, Alaska, the third least populated state, got the fourth most money for special projects, $941 million, thanks largely to the work of its lone representative, Don Young, included $231 million for a bridge to be named Don Young's Way in honor of the Republican. Wow. So it's full of pork. It says here that the White House spokesman Trent Duffy said his House members wanted to spend $400 billion, so Bush considered $286 billion a good compromise. Oh, like that guy from Illinois said, a billionaire starts adding up after a while. It's ridiculous. But anyway, Rich liberals vow to fund think tanks. At least 80 wealthy liberals have pledged to contribute $1 million or more apiece to fund a network of think tanks and advocacy groups to compete with the potent conservative infrastructure built up over the last three decades. New partnerships can be called the Democracy Alliance, which was founded last spring. It's the latest in a series of liberal initiatives as the Democratic Party and its allies continue to struggle with the loss of the House and Senate and the presidency in 2000. There was that one group on CNN TV today, or yesterday, that George Soros is closing off that ACT group that was basically to counter the Republicans. He funded like $20 million into it, so he's pulling the plug on that one. The Alliance chairman is Steve Gluckstein, a former retired investment banker. So they're trying like crazy to counter the Republicans and all their think tanks and everything else. So... Actually, think tanks might go a long way, but they needed some ideas to counter the Republicans. Not all this, name calling or all this BS. I need some ideas and proposals. We need to cut the deficit, put troops down there in the border, spend some money on teaching these kids how to read and write and add and everything else. So, anyway, Alaska oil prices, this is from Saturday, Alaska oil prices set mark at $60 a barrel. And first of all, what are we doing with the oil in Alaska anyway? Shouldn't we be taking that oil for ourselves and putting it in our cars? So I don't know. And refinery breakdowns across the United States and decline declines in gasoline inventories that help push Alaska's oil prices above $60 per barrel for the first time. This is crazy. What are we doing selling that oil? Why don't we keep the oil here so we're not buying more money from the Arabs? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. But, we'll see. Company sued over washing machine death. Mother of a 5-year-old girl who died in a coin-operated washer sued the machine's manufacturer, saying it started up with the child inside. Oh, well, how did the child get in there? Even though no money had been put into the machine. Rebecca Hope Wagner was asphyxiated on June 17th after the 30-pound girl became trapped inside a triple-load washer. The washer, the suit contends, started immediately without the insertion of any coins. The washer requires 11 quarters to operate, will not accept coins until the heavy door is shut. And the mother had to take a rock and break the door open to get the girl out, blah, blah, blah. The suit is seeking $18.9 million. From the washing machine manufacturer. The suit seems the owners of the laundromat is also defendants, so I don't know how they can have a case saying the machine started automatically on its own. Oh, it was magic how it started. It was magic. And what else? Congress spending draws fire. A series of actions by the Republican-controlled Congress threatens to send the federal deficit soaring, reversing a downward trend caused by new tax revenues from a rebounding economy. Legislation passed by Congress this year will add $35 billion to next year's budget deficit and $115 billion through 2010, according to the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan watchdog group. Last week, lawmakers added billions more in energy, highway, and veterans health care funding. This is nuts. I mean, deficits are soaring, so I don't know. What we need to do, we need to close some of these loopholes and get these corporations start spending their fair share. And the ones that send these jobs overseas, they should be paying more in taxes for having factories and stuff over in Europe and in Africa and all these India and all these poor countries. They should be paying more taxes. So, girl shot by LAPD had drugs in her system. This is from Friday. A 19-month-old girl killed by police as her father held her hostage had trace amounts of cocaine in her system, coroner's officials said on Thursday. Susie Pena was shot by police after her father opened fire on officers who cornered him in his Watts Auto Repair business July 10th. Found a chaotic three-hour confrontation. I remember that. He was holding the girl as a human shield. The small amounts of cocaine in the girl's system suggested she ingested it through skin contact, breastfeeding, or inhaling cocaine that someone else smoked. If the child had picked up the cocaine and swallowed it, there would have been a much larger possible fatal amount. So that's terrible. That poor girl. It's horrible the way she died, and it turned out now she was, her body had cocaine in it and everything. Jeez, and she was 19 months old, for crying out loud. I mean, what are these people doing? I've always said, these schools, we got to make these schools teach sex ed, yes. Family care, yes. I mean, Some people, I think, should not be having children. I almost think they had to have a license to have kids around here. It's getting so bad out there, the way these people are abusing these children, leaving them locked in the cars. We had an incident here in Vegas today. The poor kid didn't die, but it was pretty darn close, and it's not as hot as it's been. But how can you forget your kids in your car? I mean, how in the world? I mean, these people are just out of it. They're drinking too much beer, watching too much Monday Night Football, watching Desperate Housewives, and they're forgetting their child's in the car seat behind them. I mean, look in the rearview mirror. Can't you see the kid in the mirror? I mean, that's the thing. Anyway, consumer confidence dips in early August. This is from last Thursday. Consumer confidence dipped in early August, the second straight monthly decline, as people were anxious about the economy's prospects and their own in the months ahead. The RBC Cash Index, based on polling by Ipsos, showed that the consumer confidence fell to 72.6 compared with 73.9 in July. A year ago, consumer confidence was a buoyant 104.8. It could be the price of gas. This measure on the decline all year came in at 32.2 in August. So, I mean, reasons cited by economists for the deterioration were high energy prices. No kidding. Gas is $2.59, $2.60 a gallon here in Vegas. Worries about a housing bubble that could pop and send prices tumbling. And concerns about retirement security. And the fears about terrorism. I think all that business in Britain and everything is causing people to be concerned. Coffin from Civil War uncovers mystery. This is from Thursday. A rusty iron coffin stubbornly resisted hammer and chisel as researchers in a warm Smithsonian library sought a glimpse of an American who lived more than a century and a half ago. An electric drill with its orange cord snaking around the pre-Civil War artifact finally freed the lid. This is a person we want to tell this person's story. It's a girl. She is our primary obligation. Anthropologist Doug Owsley said as the lid was lifted to reveal a young body wrapped in a brown shroud. Based on the small size, they had expected the coffin to contain a female body. On examination, actually, it turned out to be a boy now. What? We can't get these stories, get the facts up in the first paragraph. An old journalism school story, you put the most important facts of your story in the first one or two paragraphs, journalists out there. A boy about 13. A coffin was found in April by utility workers digging in Washington, D.C. Hopefully she's calling in here, or I'm getting a little nervous. I'm done with my last two news segments. Might be an abbreviated subject to discussion. No, I don't. CNN suspends Novak after he walks off the set. This is about Darth Vader Novak. CNN suspended commentator Robert Novak indefinitely after he swore and walked off the set on CNN Thursday after a debate with Democratic operative James Carville. The live exchange during CNN's Inside Politics came during a discussion of Florida's Senate campaign. CNN correspondent Ed Henry noted that it was over when it was over that he was about to ask Novak about his role in the investigation of a leak of a CIA officer's identity. A CNN spokeswoman, Edie Emery, called Novak's behavior inexcusable and unacceptable. Novak apologized to CNN, and CNN was apologizing to viewers, she said. We've asked Mr. Novak to take some time off, blah, 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 blah. Carville and Novak were both trying to speak while they were handicapping the GOP candidacy of Katherine Harris from the infamous election 2004 fiasco in Florida. Novak said that the opposition of the Republican establishment in Florida might not be fatal for her. And Carville tried to cut him off. Novak, he said, "Let me finish, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to." Carville, addressing the camera, said he's got to show these right-wingers he's got a backbone. You know, it's why the Wall Street Journal editorial page is watching you. Show them that you're tough. And he said, "It's BS, and I hate that." And he just he got up and walked off the set at CNN. So, and this is teacher reprimanded for licking wounds. A state board voted to publicly reprimand a Central Lynn High School teacher and football coach for licking the bleeding wounds of several student athletes. Why didn't fire him? I mean, between this guy and he got the priests and everything else. I mean, what is with these teachers? The Oregon Teacher Standards and Practices Commission Wednesday placed Scott Reed on 2 years probation. The details of the case and censure will go on the commission website and be sent to all school districts. There you go. Reed must attend a class on the risk of bloodborne pathogens within the next 2 months and furnish the commission with written verification of his attendance. Reed agreed to stipulate facts that include him licking blood from wounds on a track team member's knee, a football player's arm, and a high school student's hand. It's not clear why he licked the wounds. He licked the wounds because he's sick. Anyway, the Linn County Sheriff's Office investigated the case last year. No charges were filed. Sheriff David Bright called the behavior bizarre, but not criminal, since the contact wasn't forced. Anyway, what would possess you to lick somebody's bleeding wounds, for crying out loud? You know, that guy should be fired from teaching. I mean, I don't know why he's teaching at all. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, and Oregon, you know, gets him slap on the wrist and lets him go back to teaching. I mean, it's just nuts. What else? And the Linn County Sheriff's investigated the case last year. They called the sheriff called it bizarre, but not criminal. I don't know. I only say that's on the borderline of some kind of sexual freak fetish business going on with him and those high school teachers there. You know what I mean? Two students reported licking incidents, and another who witnessed an incident said it seemed that Reed was just joking around. So I could joke around and look at somebody's bleeding wound. You know what I mean? It just boggles the mind. I mean, it's just plain nuts to me. I don't understand it at all. I mean, it's a no-brainer. That guy should have been fired and, you know, thrown out at school. So we shall see. So anyway, I think, is that Katie? Okay. I think we're ready for, no? We're being held up a little bit here. So let me see. I got something to talk about here. Poor Barbara Bell Geddes from Dallas. It was terrible. So anyway, I think we can bring our guest on. Okay. And you have to shut the music off. Okay. I think we're joined by Katie Sackhoff.
I know what I'm doing.
Katie? Well, maybe. Hello? Hello?
Meatball.
Oh, Meatball. Katie, you there?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. That was my first question. How is Meatball doing?
he's still feisty.
Really?
Yeah. He's really tired. He's getting over an infection that he had on his paw. It was really odd.
Really?
So he's on antibiotics and like anti-inflammatories. So he's been a little off kilter. Plus, I shaved him, and he just wasn't happy.
Oh yeah, they hate when they get shaved. You know, my mother used
to
have.
I can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. We used to have a little poodle at home, and she used to hate getting shaved. I mean, those dogs are so sensitive.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Like, I mean, it's the first time I've done it, and I felt like that cruel mother that, like, shaves her kid's head or something and they look like a fool.
He didn't have lice, did he?
Huh?
He didn't have lice, did he?
I can't hear
you. Oh, he didn't have lice? Did he have lice?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just thought that it's so hot in California that he should be shaved.
Ah, very good.
So next time I do it, I'm giving him a mohawk, though.
Well, thank you for being on. I mean, last time he went through hell to get back to our house to do the program. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. I remember that from before. So we talked to you back in April, so you're on from a break in shooting because you weren't on the first few episodes. So you're going back up to shooting next week, correct?
Right. I think I'm actually trying to figure that out today, what day I'm supposed to be back. I think it's the 16th.
Really?
Yeah.
So now this is the second 10 episodes. You're going up to start shooting now? Is that it?
Yeah, we're going to do the back 10, so.
Really? So how's it been so far this season? It seems like you're in your own little spinoff show.
I know. It's kind of nice. It's the Starbucks show. It's been really nice because I got to work with Tomo again, who I didn't get to work with all last year. Mm-hmm. Then just a lot of guest stars, you know, because obviously the resistance came in, and it was interesting, you know, because last year I was stuck in, you know, on the ship the entire time, and I was always jealous of like Tomo and Grace because they got to do all the fun stuff. And I'm not jealous anymore at all.
Yeah, it's we had Aaron on 2 weeks ago, and he said sometimes it's great doing those location shoots, but every time it's a nightmare.
Yeah, we had I was like one little teeny tiny step away from getting hypothermia.
Really?
The day that we were shooting, yeah, because the first aid guy looked at me and he walked up to me and he goes, "Sweetie, you stopped shaking." And I was like, "So okay, that's good. I'm warming up." And he's like, "No, it's really bad."
Wow.
And my lips were blue and they like, you know, took all the wet clothes off me and like, you know, tried to warm me up really quick and had a fever, and then I had a pneumonia for like a month after that.
Wow.
And they made me keep working.
Are you kidding me? They didn't give you time off and shoot around you?
No. They would send the doctor to set.
Huh.
And he'd give me a bee shot in my butt, and then I'd go back to work.
It's not that doctor on the ship smoking, is he?
Huh?
It's not that doctor on the ship smoking, is he?
No.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I know, you know, we're talking about Barbara Bel Geddes. You know, she played Miss Ellie in Dallas. She passed away today. And I remember reading stories they'd shoot around the stars when, you know, they're ill. I mean, it's funny. You think they'd shoot around you until you felt better.
Yeah, no, we're on cable. I mean, maybe if we were on NBC, they might.
I don't know.
I don't think they would at all.
No?
No.
No. But anyway, what have you been up to since we last talked to you? You're looking really good on the show this season. You know, you were looking good last year, too, but it's like you're working out or something?
I'm fat.
What? What'd you say?
I said, are you telling me I was fat?
No. It just seems like you're thinner now than you were in the first season.
Yeah, well, you know, it's... losing weight is not an easy thing for me.
Yeah.
It's constantly a challenge because I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this, like, you know, moment over Christmas where I, you know, got up to like the heaviest I've ever been in like quite a while and just kind of looked at myself and went, this is just wrong. Like, you know, I'm like a walking contradiction. I'm so healthy and yet I sit there and I just pig out on crap. So I kind of just buckled down and you know, changed what I'm doing, and it's crazy. Like, I didn't even realize it, and then someone said to me the other day, they're like, you're looking really thin, and I got on the scale, and I've lost, like, 22 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell from the season finale to, like, the first episode and the second season, the difference. I mean, unless I'm really observant, I don't know, but,
yeah.
I mean, you could tell. Good for you.
Well, I think the kickstart was pneumonia, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, that little moment where I was like, I really can't move, I can't eat, and so I'm going to work with it.
Yeah. Well, very good. I mean, do you have any projects coming up? People are actually already hit me with questions. Any projects outside of Galactica?
You know, I'm reading scripts right now.
Ah.
I'm reading a lot of scripts. You know, there's a couple movies that there's a movie with John Rhys-Davies.
Really?
That I'm looking at.
Very good.
And I think Jonathan Shanks, is that his name?
Hmm. Oh, from Michael Shanks?
Michael Shanks.
From
so
Stargate?
Sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm reading scripts, and that one seems to kind of, you know, be right up my alley.
Hmm.
Other than that, I just really haven't had time, you know? Like, you can't really come home for 3 weeks and expect to have a job, you know? You can do little guest stars and things like that, but I'd rather sit on my butt.
Yeah. Well, we could relax. I mean, shooting a show is stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, everyone else, like, went on vacation. And I'm the only one that's, like, here.
Really?
I'm like, that's fine. I, like, finally get to see my house. I haven't, you know, it's crazy. I've turned into the neighbor that people walk by and shake their heads because everything's dead in the front yard. And so I figured I should do something about that.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You were just redecorating your house, I think, the last time you were on or something, right? You're doing something in your house?
Yeah. Well, I had just moved in when we started shooting.
There you go.
So, you know, I just finished unpacking boxes, like, this week.
Wow. Wow.
And, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Really? Now, and then, last time I had you on, I got in a little trouble for a suggestion you should play the Bionic Woman. Yeah, I didn't realize that set off that kind of a furor, you know.
It's not what?
Oh, I set off like a furor when I suggested that you should play the Bionic Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think it'd be great. I mean, I don't know, those rumors are still flying, so as long as they're still flying, I'll keep promoting them, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're writing a script or a movie idea the last time you were on, weren't you?
Still working on it, yeah.
Yeah, it's about two sisters or something with...
Mm-hmm. It's a long process. You know, I'm not a writer. I mean, I guess everybody is a writer, but I'm not, you know, a writer by trade. And so it's more of just like a guess and check thing. Like, I write it, let people read it, see how it's coming. If it's horrible, I go back to, you know, square one, start over again, and you know, so it'll be done in 10 years.
You'll be playing the mother then by the time that's done. They're ready to be shot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I emailed you an idea about that Marla Ruzicka. I think you should take a look at that, playing her.
Right. I you know, I read it, and I honestly knew nothing about the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just take a look, because, you know, the resemblance is kind of, sort of, but, I mean, I think it's perfect, you know, like a Lifetime movie or, you know, an Oprah. What does she run? The O Channel, actually, whatever the hell it is. You know,
the O Channel?
Yeah, one of those. Or, you know, maybe, hell, NBC could do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, throw it on USA. Why not?
Why not?
No.
I mean, if someone writes it, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, they should. See, I don't understand it. That they should help you guys get work outside of Galactica. That way, they can cross promote the shows. Yeah. If you liked her on the Marla Ruzicka story, watch her every Friday on Galactica. You know what I mean?
You know, you'd think that they would want to do that whole cross promotion thing.
Yeah.
You know, push us for other things. But I think that everyone is so consumed with Battlestar that they just can't get their mind wrapped around anything else. You know, not a bad thing. It makes the show better, I think, because everybody's so involved in it. But,
Yeah, but when you're on hiatus, you know, why not give you, have you do a movie of the week or something?
Right, exactly.
You know, the same thing with the Bionic Woman. That fit perfectly on Sci-Fi Channel. They could throw that on there, I don't know. And then actually, the question that somebody's asking me that, what did working with Richard Dreyfuss teach you about acting, about the acting business? And what's the difference between him and Olmos?
You know, I was a lot younger. When I did that show, I was, I think I got the show when I was, actually I turned 21 the day we finished shooting the pilot.
Really?
I was really inexperienced with the business. I mean, it was one of the first leads that I got in the show, and then they picked us up and moved us to New York, and I'd never been to New York in my life, and then I had to move there to the city. And so basically that whole experience for me was just about growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he kind of, more so than acting, just on a personal level, just kind of tutored me about life, you know, and kind of got me prepared for the storm that lay ahead, I guess.
Hmm. Did he tell you to stay out of the water?
What?
Did he tell you to stay out of the water?
Yeah, exactly. Basically.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah, and the difference between he and Eddie is, you know, they've both kind of turned into father figures to me. The difference is that Eddie and I are more friends
mm-hmm.
than, I guess, that father-daughter relationship. We, we kind of see eye to eye with each other, and so, I don't know, it's just different.
Yeah, and you're also on that the 15 and Pregnant with Kirsten Dunst.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, now how was that? Looking back at that and where you're at right now, I mean, you sit back like, wow, I go from there to a weekly series that's like a phenomenon.
You know, that was my first job, and it was a fluke that I got it. The story was that they forgot to cast it, or the girl didn't show up from California or something, and they basically just had to cast it like in a day with someone from Portland. And I don't even know how I ended up there. I think I was trying to be an extra. And so I don't know. It's weird, you know? I mean, when I moved to California, I think I was very driven and I was very sure that I was going to make it. But in the back of my mind, there was always this voice going, are you out of your mind? So, you know, it's, you got to look back and I guess, you know, appreciate where you are, because it's very easy to, get jaded and take it for granted, I guess, you know, and forget where you started.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to look back and just go, holy crap, you know.
I have a question from somebody from the UK, wondering if you're ever going to come back to a con over in the UK.
I actually just got invited to one in February that
wow.
I think I'm coming to.
Very good, very good. And what else? Somebody else is asking, expand on your screenwriting, which we already touched on that. I'm skipping around. Let's see. About Super Starbuck. But what do you think about the Starbuck not being as super as she was in the first season?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of my main problems with her, was that she can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I sat down and I talked to some friends about it, and they kind of were like, no, she can't. You know, yes, they throw her into situations where they want her to do everything, but she is not successful.
Mm-hmm.
She was a horrible interrogator. She wasn't the best sniper. I mean, it's like they throw her in these situations because they want to believe that she's the most capable, but in reality, she has no idea what she's doing, and she's just kind of trying to take the reins, I guess. I like the fact that she's extremely flawed this season. It's something that I wanted to dive deeper, you know, with her, is just to find out what makes her tick and why she is so, you know, effed up.
Now, have you had anybody on the street calling you by your name, by Starbuck, yet, or,
you know? Yeah, they do.
They do. Does that bother you, or?
No, not at all.
No, really.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say it's frustrating sometimes because it's not who I am, it's what I do, but, you know, they know me as that. You know, I'm sure a lot of people may not even know my real name, so it's fine, you know?
That's true. Your real name is what, Mary McDonald? Is that
it? Exactly.
I know, somebody's asking about your workout schedule. What is your workout schedule?
Completely insane. When I'm in Vancouver, I try to, like, I've been running, like, 5 or 6 miles a day. Doing weights when I have to work and I don't have time to go for a run. Since I've been home, I've been working out in the morning and at night. Doing card like an hour of intense cardio in the evening, and in the mornings doing pretty heavy weight with a trainer.
Very good. Somebody's asking about your. What do you think of your character's relationship with Anders?
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoy Michael Trucco. You know, it's interesting on a show like ours because we have so many characters that are considered main characters that we've turned into this family of sorts. And when a guest star comes in, they either fit or they don't. And Michael Trucco came in, and it was like he'd been there the entire time. He fit with the cast, he fit with the crew, and it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, there's someone new sitting at the table. It didn't feel like that at all. It just felt like he was part of the cast. And that's the reason why I fought for him to come back so much, or to come back, later in this season. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but... is just because he clicked with everyone.
Huh, very good. Any plans to market that pyramid game? You going to market that?
You know what's funny is we could have played that game all day long, and we beat the crap out of each other. They must have cut out, you know, hours of footage because we were shooting that, you know, for a good 5-6 hours and basically beating the crap out of each other. And Michael Trucco's like 6'4". Like, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're, like, rolling around on the ground. Like, the stunt doubles were like, can we please do it now? And we were like, no, we're good.
I had a question.
That night I got home, and my mom was pulling rocks out of my shoulder because I had such bad road rash.
Oh, no.
It was so bad. It burned more than, oh, my God. It hurt so bad. I was such a little girl. I was, like, crying, and she's like, hold still.
I had a question here real quick. It's kind of a follow-up. Was there... a method to what you guys are doing? I mean, were you actually playing a game, or you just, they say, just do something?
There were a couple rules, which was you can only take 2 steps.
Kind of like handball.
The ball has to touch one of the corners or the middle circle, or I guess it was a triangle.
What the hell?
It has to touch the ground before you take those 2 steps. If you bounce it off the wall, you've got 2 more steps.
Yeah.
Because it left your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And basically just get it in the hole. And I have to tell you, that hole was like maybe 1.5 to 2 inches bigger, like, you know, circumference than the ball. And it was ridiculous. Michael and I... we practiced for like an hour the day before, a couple days before, and I got it in once, and maybe he got it in like once or twice. And I was like, there's no way while we're shooting I'm going to get it in that stupid hole. It's just not going to happen. And on the first take, I'm supposed to miss, and I actually got it in the hole.
Really?
And everyone was like, and I was just like jumping up and down, freaking out, because I was like, holy shit, I got it in the hole. So they got it on camera, and I guess they had to use it, and it ended up being really funny, because he's like, is that the best you can do? And I wanted to turn around and go, it went in the hole, dickwad.
Now, I'm telling you, you should market this game, you know?
It was so much fun. I could have played all day.
Yeah. You see kids playing down the street in the parks out here in Vegas.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe not. But too hot. It's 110 degrees out here today. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Vegas?
I haven't.
Never?
Can you believe that? I've never been to Vegas.
Wow. Aaron Douglas is like here every other week, I think.
I know. Aaron's a crazy guy, though. My mom I'm just not a party animal. I went through a time in my life, you know, where, you know, I think most people do in their early 20s, and they kind of go a little crazy, and I'm just, you know, I would rather sleep than waste my money that I work hard for.
That's true. No, it's good. Well, I mean, I moved here from Chicago, and I don't gamble at all either. I just here at work at the, you know, I moved over to Caesars, and a lot of the fans send me emails that say I only went to Caesars because it looks like COBOL. I'm like, no, I'm not that into the show. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I bet you get some crazy, you know, stuff, you know, from guests, like fan mail and things like that. You must get some really off the wall stuff, huh?
Yeah, I get some funny stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but for the most part, it's all pretty normal, and everyone's just very supportive.
Nope.
But, you know,
no prisoners. No prisoners sending you stuff.
Huh?
You get any prisoners sending you stuff or anything?
Always. The prisoners love me, man.
That's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, somebody's asking about the promised bikini wrestling for you and Trisha Helfer as a rating as a ratings booster.
Right. I did say we were going to do that, didn't I?
Absolutely.
You know, my fingers were crossed behind my back.
Mm.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, it was a joke. I think it would be hysterical. You know, I don't think the ratings are going to drop to the point where, you know,
I don't
we have
think
to get
so.
Naked any more than we already do.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, a lot of people said that scene with you and her at the end of the season, kind of a sci-fi version of the Crystal and Alexis deal on Dynasty years ago.
Yeah?
I don't know if you ever watched Dynasty, but those...
I did. My mother made me watch it when I was growing up.
Ah, very good. Of course, it's on a DVD right now, so we got to give all the plugs to it. Yeah.
That's right. You got to plug that.
That's right. And the Galactica DVD is out, of course, as well.
The UK version, right?
Oh, the UK version, yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, that's really... I walked into Best Buy the other day, and I don't even remember what I was looking for, but it's like right on the first rack as you walk in, and I picked something else up and was like, I don't even remember what it was. I think it was Guess Who or something. And this guy walked up next to me and, like, picked up the Battlestar Galactica thing, and I looked at him and I went, don't buy it. It's the UK version. Wait for a while. And just walked away.
Hey,
I was like, why the hell do they have the UK version out? That's just stupid.
I don't know. Actually, going to the sci-fi board, a lot of them are complaining about it because it doesn't have all the deleted scenes. And
yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to anyway.
Yeah, and I guess the cuts are different on the show than in the UK because I guess they have longer commercials or something. I don't know what it is.
You know how the first season... The music, the intro music, was different here in the States than UK, and they made a big stink about the UK version music is better.
Yeah.
And so season two comes along, they put the UK. I don't like it. I like the older.
Oh, what do you think about the theme music?
I like the first season theme music.
Me?
Yeah, I'm asking her.
Just, I don't know.
I don't care what you think.
Well, I guess I've never. I didn't know they changed it.
Yeah, they changed. They went to the UK theme for this season.
Yeah, I don't watch the show.
Oh no, you don't watch your own work?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I watch it in my trailer occasionally, and a friend of mine TiVos it, so I might see it occasionally. But I never noticed a difference, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah, is that horrible?
No, they change it. I mean, the show's still the same. The theme music, I'm kind of like, oh, who cares about the theme music? You know, pretty much they can not have theme music. I won't care.
Oh, wait, you're right. It went from the drum beating to this, like, nice melodic thing, right?
Exactly. Well, the UK version had the woman singing or everything, whoever that was singing, and then they brought that over and they got rid of the military, you know,
drums
from the first season.
Yeah,
but,
you know, the drums were kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the, you know, and they're all upset because during that final sequence of the theme, they're shown flashes of the scenes from the episode to come, and people didn't like that either. You know, it's like, good grief, you know?
You know, there's always going to be someone bitching.
Yeah. Now, what's the story with your thumb ring? Everybody's asking, what's the story behind that thumb ring? It's supposed to be Zach Adama's...
You know what's funny about it is I've had this on my finger for, like, 8 years.
Wow.
And I've always had to take it off for jobs, and I've always lost it for, like, a week and then found it. And I didn't wear it in the miniseries, and then finally I was like, I'm not taking this off. It hurts to get it off, and I don't want to take it off every day because I'm going to lose it. And it's just turned into, like, my thing. I guess I've had it on for so long. And so I made up some story about how it's Zach's so I could keep it on.
Oh, that's not a bad idea either.
And it seems to – it works, you know, because Eddie's played with it a couple times, and it just seems to work.
Hmm. Now, people are asking about since you have a love life on the show, what about Apollo?
He needs to get laid, yeah.
He may well. I think he's hooking up with Laura Roslin. What do you think?
You know?
He took off with her.
At this point, I don't know.
Who knows?
I think they're bringing in a love interest for Jamie. I don't know when.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. But now, what about Michelle Forbes? She's playing Kane. Have you had any scenes with her?
We've been in a couple scenes together. We haven't talked yet. I'm coming back the first episode of the back 10. She and I have a pretty big episode together.
Really?
And she's great. I love her personally.
Yeah, so. I think she's going to be at the Star Trek convention tomorrow here in Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got the Vegas the Star Trek experience here at the Hilton, so they all come in for this. You know, it's a big especially this year with Doohan dying.
Right.
They make such a big deal out of it this year. So.
Of course.
You should come down for it. It'd be fun.
Yeah, for this weekend.
No, tomorrow for the Star Trek convention.
Can you imagine? Actually, my dad's coming to town this weekend.
Oh, where you're at?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Excited.
And now, how does your family feel about the success of the show? Are they kind of like, oh, the Hollywood. Yeah, they wish, you know.
They want me to be a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, you said that the last time. They're kind of, your mother's really worried about how Hollywood's going to, seep into your body. You know what I mean?
No, they're not worried.
No?
I think they know that I'm headstrong enough that this business isn't going to change who I am.
Yeah.
That's not what they're worried about. What they're worried about is they just don't like Hollywood.
Hmm.
You know, they're not impressed by it. They're not impressed by, they're very proud of me. And they definitely know that I've, I guess, beat the odds, for lack of a better term, I guess. But they would still rather me move home and do something else. Because, I think a parent's worst nightmare is for their child to hurt and to not be able to take away that pain. And I think that this town is so fickle, you never know what's going to happen. It could be gone tomorrow, and.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will move home and be a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, really, I haven't read any the newspaper tabloids, anything about anybody from Galactica, so I think you're pretty much safe there, in People magazine, you know what I mean?
Right.
The only thing you have to worry about is, the sci-fi, magazine, stuff like that, and the only thing...
Yeah,
that
it's a job to me, and if it does go away tomorrow, I'll get another one. And if at some point I can't get one, then I'll do something else, because that's all it is. You know, it's, yes, I'm lucky enough to be able to go to work and get paid to do my hobby every day of my life, but that's all it is just a job,
Now, a question. How long do you think this show is going to last?
Forever.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I mean, you never know. It could, people could start hating it and it could disappear tomorrow, but I think the general consensus throughout the cast is that it's probably going to be around for at least 5 years.
Wow.
So...
Now, do you think the whole cast will stick around for the whole five, or do you think some people are going to go?
I think some people will go. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting. Yeah, because I know, Star Trek, most of their shows lasted 7 years.
Yeah.
So that's quite a haul, And then we call it Stargate's lasted, 9 or 10
Forever.
Years? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's quite a haul. You're going to be pretty much a citizen of Vancouver if that keeps going, huh?
Right. I'm going to pull it, David Duchovny.
Oh, demand that he shoot in L.A.?
Yeah, that's what it's called, a David Duchovny.
Yeah.
Well, it's really hard to be away from your friends and your family and your home for 9 months out of the year. I just, I don't like it at all. It's, I guess I'm not a very good actor in that sense, that I really just don't like to, I love to travel, but I love to know that I get to go home.
Yeah.
And, shooting this show is a huge commitment and you give up a lot.
Especially up there. It's like I've had some the crew from Stargate, I podcast the show and they all listen to it. I'm like, don't you guys have anything else better to do up there in Vancouver than listen to some old radio show? You know what I mean?
No, because we're always working.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's it. I have friends come up to Vancouver and towards the end of the season I left every weekend. And I think I'm going to continue to do that. Just leave every weekend and get my fix of home and my fix of my grounding and head back up.
That's good. It keeps you from getting burned out and keeps your head on straight, right?
Right. Yeah. The only reason for me being in Vancouver is to work. Mm-hmm. So I wake up and work is on my mind. I go to bed and work is on my mind, because if I wasn't on the show, I wouldn't be in Vancouver. So it's very hard to separate yourself from your job. when you're up there.
Yeah. Now, Kay, we're almost out of time. Any final words for your fans? We've got a lot of them in this chat room. You'd be surprised some of the questions they're asking, but we're almost out of time.
Well, I wish I could answer them all.
I only get an hour on this site. You know, if you could put in a good word, I should expand my show to 2 hours. That'd be nice. You know?
Just keep watching the show, and thanks for the support. And, you know, we're doing the best we can. And I hope that we, you know, make you proud and we're around for a long time to come. So.
Oh. Well, Katie, thank you. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a good day. And think about that Marla Ruzicka role.
I will, definitely.
Tailor made for you, I'm telling you. All right. Have a good one.
Bye, you too.
Bye-bye. And that was wonderful. That was Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica, and we appreciate her being on the show again. So that was a nice interview. I like wide-ranging, because some of those questions everybody was asking, she's answering on interviews. I try to broaden it out for more touch on her career, like Dreyfus and some of the other stuff, and her dog, Meatball. I mean, it's always important. You know, your pets are important to you. They're like your children. So it's good to ask about that business, because I'm sure they get sick of answering the same all about Galactica. It's, you know, this and this and this. How you like shooting the gun? How you like flying the Viper? Yeah, I just like asking them questions that they don't expect, or questions they're not used to answering. So, and again, I thank her for being on again. She's done a great job on the show. It's good to see the character become more human this season. So I like to see her get spun off. I mean, what the hell? Spin her off into her own show called Resistance or whatever the hell it's called on Caprica. Let her have her own show over there. You know, I mean, they can move that to another night and Sci-Fi could start building a franchise on the network, you know, because they're not picking up Doctor Who. Why not have her do the whatever show that's going to be called the Caprica Chronicles or whatever? I'm all for that. So, you know, strike while iron's hot. Do a spinoff now, while the character and the show's hot. So, anyway, next week will be Duncan Riley from the Weblog Empire. Once again, I want to thank him for agreeing to push back his appearance a week so we could bring Katie on. Like I said, this was her last availability for my program anyway, because the shooting starts next week. So, there you go. There are the Cylons. So anyway, this is subject to discussion every Wednesday at 6 on lvrocks.com. Website, subject number 2, discussion.com. Email, subject to discussion at lvrocks.com. And tomorrow is Daily Noise from 10 to 12. And Thursday is Spankwagon from 6 to 8 and King Hesh. And Sunday's Tap Out. And good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.